二节，你在许多见证人面前，从我所听见的，要托付那忠信能教导别人的人。
Amen.
Amen.
Two.
这没有开耶，这样。
Things which you have heard from me through many witnesses.
然后二章二节。
These commit to faithful men.
你在许多见证人面前，从我所听见的，要托付那忠信能教导别人的人。
Amen. Thanks.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen. 对，从我所听见的。
Amen.
要托付那忠信，主啊，忠信。
Amen.
主啊，能教导别人的人。
Amen.Amen.
你在这许多见证人面前，从我所听见的。
Through many witnesses.
许多见证人，在许多见证人面前。
Amen. To faithful men.
Amen. 忠信要忠信，托付要忠信。能教导别人。
Who will be competent?
Amen.
3:15.
使你有得救的智慧。
They make you realize that you need a savior. So you have to ask yourself, what were the sacred writings that Timothy was exposed to as a baby, as a child? One more verse, let's read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5.
提后一章五节.
Amen. Now you find out who taught him the law.
Amen.
Okay, let's read.
记得你里面无有的信心，就是先在外祖母罗伊和你母亲友谊基里面的，我深信也在你里面。
It began with grandma.
Grandma Lois. And then it
was infused into Mother Lois.
And then it got into
baby Timothy.
Third generation faith.
Transmitted, infused. Okay, this morning I'm going to draw a diagram on the board. To show,
我现在要在黑板上画一张图。
And I haven't had the chance to lay the groundwork. You know, the weekends are so fast, the sessions go so quickly, to build up to this point. So I'm going to draw a timeline. And this timeline is from zero.
是一个时间表。
25, and this is years old. Somewhere in the middle, about here, is 12 years old.
在中间是十二岁，零到二十五。
12 years old is a important day, important time in the life of a young Jewish child.
重要，非常重要的年纪，对一个犹太的小孩而言。
The Lord Jesus was there conversing with the teachers, the scribes.
主耶稣也是在这个时候在圣殿里面跟受到那些圣殿教士的教导，然后他在那里就是问问题回答问题。
The Bible tells us that he was 12 years old when his parents were looking for him. They returned back, they found him, they were angry.
主耶稣在十二岁的时候，他就是就是自己逗留在爸妈一起，觉得他怎么可以自己跑不见。总之，这就是主在十二岁的时候，十二岁是对一个犹太小孩是一个很重要的年纪。
Even a daughter, a girl would become. What this means is, at 12 years old, you become responsible before God and man for your conduct, your behavior. Prior to that, you're 9, 8, 7, you break the law, you lie or you steal, you could write it off. You say, oh, he's just a kid, you know. Everybody does that.7-year-old, he's going to lie.
你可能七岁、八岁、九岁，你可能说谎，你可能做一些不好的事情。但是，在你十二岁之后，你就必须要负起一些责任。你不能再像十二岁以前那样子。对一个犹太小孩，十二岁是一个很重要的年纪，你必须要你必须要开始注意你的行为。
He has to come and repent and offer a sacrifice for his sin. Now it's different. You don't just say, oh, he's a kid. Now you say, oh, he's a kid.
You have to pay a price.
You have to, you're responsible now.
So
12 years old in the Bible, and I'm not promoting or suggesting, I hope you wouldn't misunderstand me, to think that we would apply this in a legal way with our children. I'm telling you this.According to human maturity and human development, that's about when it happens in the life of a child, is when they can become responsible before God and man concerning their conduct and behavior. Okay? So, our children's work typically runs from about 5 years old, 4 or 5.
在四五岁的时候到十二岁，这是小学的年纪。
Right, that's children's work.
这个是我们儿童工作的时间。
During these 6, 7 years, maybe 8 years, if you started 4, you might start at 4, are very critical. These 8 years,
在这八年是非常重要的。
Are the years where a child can be influenced the most.
在这段时间，就是小孩的被养成 他这是最重要的时
间。Can mold this little human being,
你可以，这是对他们人性养成最重要的八年。
You hope it to be.
你想要把他们养成怎么样的人？这八年非常的重要。
Now, I'd like to tell you this. Now, this,
我想要告诉你们。
We'll touch this again tomorrow, and I'm not sure that even if I say it today, that you'll quite understand it.
不确定你们现在是不是能够非常了解，但是儿童工作是一个准备的工作。
I don't know if I write too high whether you'll be able to see it. It's a work of preparation.
这是一个准备的工作。
We are preparing vessels.
我们正在预备一个器皿。
We're not filling them. We're preparing them.
我们不是。
Last night we saw.
我们正在预备他们。
And this morning we saw that.
今天早晨我们看见。
Well, now what we've got in our hands, in front of us, is this lump of soft, moist, warm clay. And we have the opportunity to shape this humanity, to mold it, to develop it,
with the view that one day this
child will be living Christ.
然后长大之后，小孩就会怎么样子的来活基督。
Is that we want to put into these little vessels every crucial human virtue we can.
我们如果把这个每一个很重要的人性美德都放进这样的器皿里面，那这之后这小孩就能够活基督。
In the last session, we saw the function of the law.
我们来看，我们早上看到这个律法的功用。
God is invisible. God is intangible.
神是看不见的。
You can't hear him. You can't see him. 摸不着的。Touch him. You can't smell him.
我们不能够闻到他，我们不能摸到他。
But God is the most real thing in the whole universe. There is nothing more substantial than God. Nothing more real than God. God is.God is. He calls himself I am.
Something
so real, yet so intangible. So mysterious. But God is rich and boundless in his very being, in his essence. We call those his attributes.The attributes of God are what make God who God is. God is rich in his attribute of love, for example. The attribute of love is fast, immeasurable. It's a universe all by itself. There's no beginning, there's no end. There's no way to understand it, no way to measure it, no way to even talk about it. We have a hymn in our hymn book, which is of parchment made.Where every man on earth a scribe and every stock a pen, you know? To write the love of God above between the ocean dry. This is God's love, this attribute of love. You can't contain it. It's God, it's real, it's so precious.
And
God is also light. What that means, there's no darkness in him, there's no lie, there's no deceit. There's nothing dark about him. Everything is truthful and right and
bright.
God is righteousness. God is holiness. And every one of these virtues is rich and boundless like an ocean.Like a universe. And God is there seeking expression, seeking a way to be known, a way to be seen, a way to be expressed. He's so rich, so boundless, but nobody knows him, nobody can see him, no one can converse or talk with him or touch him. He's unknown, he's the biggest mystery in the universe. You'd think.
你想想看，哇，这多么的令人沮丧！他的爱能被看见，但是人不知道他的爱，人居然不知道他这样无限宝贵的爱。所以他仍旧是神秘的。所以神他造了我们，照着他的形象造了我们。
could become.
所以我们人可以成为他的彰显。
He made man as a container.
他把人造成一个器皿。
And in that human creature, that human creation,
我们
the top item
人类
of God's creation, what he did, when he made man in God's image, every one of God's rich and boundless attributes, he created in you and in me, human virtue, to match God and his attributes.
都放在人里面，可以跟神匹配，放在我们里面，把他这些美好无限的所事放在我们的里面，
和
放在我们的里面，
有神的所事，
有神的
When the love of God, the attribute of the love of God, comes into and lives in the human virtue of love. You see, we have love. Even fallen people know love. They were created with the ability to love.
我们被造有
God, this poor vessel,
神的爱
and has the chance to shine out from this vessel. Now God can be known. Now he can be seen. Now he can be understood. Because he's shining through a human.
Like a lamp.
You know, like, I like to give this example. I think my brother was in fourth or fifth grade, maybe sixth grade, and he did a science project. My dad wasn't the greatest scholar of all time. He was not a very good student himself, but my dad and my brother put together a science project that was pretty remarkable.
他哥哥六七年级的时候，他哥哥不是一个很好的学生，但他跟他爸爸一起做一个科学的专题。
What it was an experiment to show how light is invisible. I don't know if you know this.
告诉人家说光怎么被看见。
But the experiment was to show light is invisible.And what he did is he got a long box, about this long, about this wide, about this wide, about this tall,
and he had a small box, but it was long,
and there were three sections. There was this section, so he put, you know, things in there. And then he cut a hole in this side, and he put a flashlight in this side, and he made a big hole here,
so the light would shine through,
and he put a big hole here, it shined through there.But he had no hole on this side.
在最尾端没有洞。
It was all black inside. He painted it all black. Turned the flashlight on, then he had a little peep hole at the top.
He put light in all three
sections. And then this section in the middle, where the light is shining through, it's pitch black. Because the light's going all the way through. But in this section over here, where it hits the walls, it's very bright.
就没有光了。
See? Light is invisible, you know. Like, wow, that is cool.
光是不能被看见的。
I never could imagine that light would be invisible.
他觉得这太神奇，他从来没有觉得光是不能被看见的。
But God is seeking someone to reflect Him.
神就是这样，他想他不能被看见，但是他想要寻找一个人来。
You know.You follow me?
彰显他
to be that vessel that he could come into and shine out of.
然后
so when the Lord Jesus comes along, you know, because of the fall, man became fallen, his vessel was ruined. Now when the Lord Jesus comes along,
here is now a hook.
The hand perfectly fits in.
And the glove is offering no resistance to the hand.
There's no bends, there's no twists, there's no holes, there's no frustration.
You know,
the frustration within us that prevent the Lord from shining from us,
our
flesh, our natural life, our habits, our culture, our national pride, all the things of our natural life are a frustration of God being expressed.But now, here's a man on the earth
in whom
the fullness of the Godhead dwelled in him bodily and was pleased to dwell. And when the love of God could shine through the Lord Jesus, it was like light hitting a prism. What came out was this rainbow. It came out as love, kindness, compassion, sympathy, forgiveness.
饶恕、宽恕、是忍耐。
It came out.
这些美德就被看见了，有好多的颜色，好多的在很多的方式被彰显出来。这多么美妙！
That's the love of God.
这是神的爱。
You know, if you read the conclusion of the New Testament message,
如果你去读新约总论
，attributes of God，
神的属性
，every one of them has a human virtue that matches.
每个人都有人性的美德。
Human virtue, it like multiplies. Just think of this one attribute of love; it comes out as kindness.
他，我们都有仁慈。
It's compassion.
我们都有同情。
Has many expressions, many
我们有很多神的彰显。
Rich display.
被彰显在
Now, suppose,
彰显出神这些神圣的属性。
And maybe I'm too presumptuous to think this. Maybe I'm just completely dreaming, but I don't want to be.
也许我是在做梦，但是
awakened from my dream. Suppose we were able.
也许我们可能让这些年轻人、这些小孩我们可以塑造他们，让他们认识有一天，这些这个无限丰富的神可以进到他们里面，然后被彰显出来。然后我们不会被文化所充满，我们也不会，他们也不会被这些习惯啊，所有的堕落的人的性情活成。我们会知道有一天，这个小孩他可以活神，他可以成为基督的肢体。可以活出主来，在他的人性里面，这个小孩可以活出主来。
What's the finished product? Is the New Jerusalem? Okay, that's not just some kind of thing we talk about. It's gold.
Oh,
it's pearl. It's precious
stone. 新耶路撒冷的终极完成是什么呢？是金子，是珍珠，是宝石。
Dial back.
那现在我们往回看。这有一个小孩，我们如何将这个小孩做成新耶路撒冷呢？他需要某一些的工作，某一些的看见。
Need to understand what it is that we're doing. So none of us are. We all work in one accord. We all serve.
我们需要同心合意的来做工。
We serve in a blended way.
有同一个看见。
Not with our
来做这儿童工作，不是借着我们自己的负担，乃是借着同心合意的看见同一个意象。
Four to six。
那我们来看四到六岁，我们要教导他们同一件事情。
Maybe this, maybe that, whatever it is.At 4 to 6 years old, you teach them in one particular way.
我们要教他，我们要用一种很特别的方式教导他们。那七到九岁
，you teach them same kind of lesson, but in a different way.
我们要教他们同样的东西，但是我们要用不同的方式来教导他们。十到十二岁
，you teach them in another different way.
我们又用另外一种的方式来教导他们，这是这里面的想法。抱歉，我们现在没有时间进入太多的细节。在第一个四到六岁的阶段，我们需要启发他们。我们主要就是要启发他们，给他们一些课程关于同情心。你要启发他们。你不是只是教他们同情心，不是只是上一堂课告诉他们同情心，不是告诉他们这个单字，不是。我们要向他们展示什么是同情心。那什么叫做那个同情心？ 什么是
and then you make it very practical.
仁慈是什么?
Were you kind to your brother after your brother came in your room and he played with your toy and he broke it?
当你哥哥跑到你的房间,
you were angry with your brother.
把你的玩具弄坏掉了, 你很生气。
What about kindness?
你这样子有仁慈吗? 你对你哥哥有仁慈吗?
You see, all of these are lessons. All of these are lessons.And every one of them needs an illustration, needs a story, needs an example. And you know what? We can find examples from the Bible, we can find examples from church history, but better yet, examples from our own life. Our own life experience. We have a lot. We have interesting lives. We know what it's like when someone is kind, somebody is forgiving. Have you ever had somebody that won't forgive you?How terrible that is, they won't forgive you.
Oh,
you even went to apologize, and they still won't forgive you.
当你去跟他道歉，他还是不原谅你。你喜欢这样吗？
Maybe you should be someone who forgives.
Oh, so you
just let it go.
你需要就是原谅他们，同样冒犯别人。
They come out of your class, 4, 5, 6 years old.
就让事情这样过去。
They're going to be the most forgiving person in the whole world. I'm going to forgive my mom. I'm going to forgive my brother.
他们也许会想要成为全世界最会原谅人的人。我要原谅我的妈妈。
Five minutes later, they forget about everything.
也许他们下课之后或许就忘记了。但是
kind of impression.
无论如何，我们还是。
And so we inspire them.
得启发他们。
When they get to be about this age, 7, 8, or 9,
那现在我们到这个七到九岁的阶段。
They can't forgive.
他们知道他们不能原谅。
So they have failures. They
他们有他们经历到了一些失败。
And you know, since we started with the attributes of God, we started with the virtues of Christ.Very delightful, wonderful topics, easy to talk about. The Lord's forgiveness, how He forgave people. He said, Father, forgive them, they don't know what to do. They're nailing Him to a cross, come on. They're whipping Him, they're putting a crown of thorns, they're beating Him in the face.
After they blindfold Him,
and He's saying, forgive them.
他被人唾弃，被人
inspire them.
遭人击打，但是主还是说我会原谅他们。
They can't, they can't.
但是我们可以吗？我们发现我们不能原谅，我们经历到了一些失败。
But now you have to
我们还是得启发这个年纪的小孩，励他。
So you inspire them and you encourage them.
所以我们启发他，我们也鼓励他们。
You say the Bible says.
圣经我们要告诉他们说，圣经说。
We have to forgive.
我们需要原谅。
Here, let me share the verse. Let me read the verse to you.
让我们来读一些经节吧。
And because this is the word of God.
因为这是神的话。
You have to forgive.
我们必须原谅。
God said it, not me. So now the encouragement is that we're encouraging them with the word of God.
我们需要用神的话来鼓励他们，来支持他们。
So now you can tell what's happening. We're giving the law to them.
我们
and the law started with a
photo,
with a picture of God, a picture of Christ, an attribute of God, and a virtue of Christ.
神的一幅神的图画，一幅主的图画，就是我们所开始的。
And now that becomes a demand on a fallen sinner.And at the start, the fallen sinner, like the Church of Israel, said, sure, I can do that. I can do that. And they begin to do it. And then after a while, they begin to have failures.
So you might check with them.
When your brother came into your room and he broke your toy,
did you forgive him? And the child may go, yeah,
yeah, I did. So you
might
question him a little
bit. How did you forgive him? How did you forgive him?
When did you forgive him?
那你要 你真的原谅他了吗？那小孩想一下，可能我没有。但是你还是要告诉他，你必须要，因为圣经告诉我们必须要原谅。
Okay, at 7 to 9, we're inspiring them.
所以在七到九岁的时候，我们需要鼓励他们。
I don't know if you can catch what's happening. You're beginning to apply a little bit of pressure.
你可能。开始有一些的压力。
Maybe it's a exposed nerve, you know, you just
有一些的暴露。
So then you get to about 10 to 12.
接着我们到了10到12岁这个年纪。
Now you're with a group of kids that they have a lot of failures.
他们已经有非常多的失败。
And they know.
而且他们知道，他们
所以 now what our lessons are doing is we're also we're inspiring.
在这个阶段，我们所要做的是，还是要启发他们。
Our lessons are always inspirational.
我们的
I like this word inspiration. You inspire.
我们的课程永远是启发性的。
Presenting them an example.
告诉他们，给他们一幅图画。
Who lived a certain way? Who forgave? Who honored their
parents? 怎么样？在用某种方式生活。
Who didn't steal, but rather gave his money away?
怎么样？把自己的钱财奉献给出去。我们就是这样启发他们。
This really stage in their human life where we also need to convict them.
我们也需要认罪。
And what we're burdened for is we want to hear out of their mouth.
教导他们认罪，从他们的口中认罪。
And once we hear those two words,
当我听到一听到这两个字，我们就会觉得做得太棒了。
So you can see the difference between this kind of children's work.
我们可以看见在这不同阶段的儿童工作之间的差别。我们不能够一周又一周讲的故事，然后没有目标，没有目的。这样子没有。思想没有目标。
You see, we're on a trajectory here.
是不对的。我们看见这里有一个阶段性的工作。
Crisis of their conscience when they realize they have a problem before God.
当他们发现啊，
they need the Lord. They need a savior.
他们
that's what our lesson.
做不到，他们就会知道他们需要一位救主。
It brings them gently along. It's a 6, 7, or 8 year gospel message.
这是
super slow motion, high definition.
这是非常缓慢的慢动作。然后
okay.
这样的过程是一个非常缓慢的工作。让他们认识他们是罪人，他们需要一位救主。
Is compiling children's lessons that build up a proper humanity and lead the children into a proper enjoyment.
我们第三课编写儿童课程，建立正确的人性，带领儿童进入正确的享受。这是这本为着教会生活培育下一代这本书的第16
章。In order to do the children's work well,
第一点要把儿童工作做好，三方面都得注意：第一教材，第二师资，第三行政带领。
The training of the teachers and the leading of the elders. After the brothers are designated to compile material and the leading of the elders, the leading of the elders and the training of the teachers should follow. You see, we can't just be so desperate to have serving ones that will sign up anybody and everybody to do this kind of work. And it becomes like babysitting.
我们很像是在当保姆。我们训练老师必须要被告诉、被教导该怎么样来带这个儿童。
Not in one year.
不是一周，不是一年。
We're molding humanity here. We're shaping them. We're building.
我们要慢慢的塑造他们。我们要预备他们。
One day they're going to receive the Lord.
有一天他们会接受。
Six years old. You know, if you stand up in your class and say.Okay, you all need a savior. They're going to all say, okay. And you say, okay, repent. And they're going to go, okay, I repent.
He said,
okay, let's call the Lord. Call the Lord. Then you come out and you announce to the whole church, guess what? All the children got saved this morning. But they have no realization. They have no realization of their situation. That would damage them to the uttermost. So we don't do that. We don't want to damage them.We want to do this in a proper way, with a proper understanding. So we need lessons. We need certain kinds of lessons. And what are the lessons? Okay, again, let me tell you what we teach. Number one, we teach there is God. Number two, we teach creation.
Creation
describes God to us. the invisible things, his divine characteristics and his eternal power are revealed through the things that were made. Creation confirms that
在神所不能看见的大能是借着这些受造植物给我们晓得的。
The third thing
第三件事情
we teach them is humanity.
我们要告诉他们什么是人性。
The top item of God's creation is humanity. So we want to show them
我们要告诉他们
that when God made man,
当神造人的时候
he made man in a very special way.
他是用一种很特别的方式在造人。
We call this the preciousness of humanity.
所以我们这是我们称之为这个人性最可贵的部分。我们需要成为一个正确的人。
So now, this is the bulk of the work right here. It's very simple, saints. We tell them there's a God.
这是非常简单的事情。我们告诉他什么是神。
But please do not teach creation in a doctrinal way.
但是不要用一种上课的方式告诉他们神的创造啊，第一天神造什么，第二天、第三天，不要用这种方式。当我们教导他们神的造物，我们需要让他们看见这个造物的美好，它的怎么造，什么设计，这样子的造物。我们可以告诉他们啊，虫虫、蝴蝶
，porcupine， whatever you talk about，
当我们
，you show the wisdom and design of God，
我们每次谈到神的造物的时候，我们就让他们看见神的智慧，怎么
？Is the artist，
神这
，the universe is his canvas，
这个宇宙是怎么样被创造出来的
？Expressing himself。
是如何彰显神他自己，像瀑布、岩石，从 DNA 分子，我们有上千上万的课程可以教给儿童们，借由这些我们日常生活中的这看见的这些东西，我们可以告诉儿童这个神的智慧。
And every lesson is confirming in their being that there is such a one, an almighty one who is God. We get in first, we get in strong. Today we live in an atheistic culture and society. Everywhere it's anti-God.
Oh, 我们也可以看见这个社会、这个国家、这个文化到处都是反对神的。他会告诉你不要信神。他们告诉你说，所有的问题都是因为人信神才造成的，这是撒旦对我们的攻击。但是我们儿童课程，我们看见那个神，我们看见神的创造。
Those stars, are you kidding? The moon, the sun. You can set your clock. It's so accurate, so perfect.
这些星体，这些月亮，这些星星，这么的美丽，这么的美好。
The snow, what they accomplish, what they do.
它这是怎么样完成的
？There had to be a, there had to be God there.
这些东西之所以会在那里，一定是有一位神在那里。这么的美丽、这么美好事情，一定是有一位神所创造的，一定有一位神在那里。
So we're molding them, we're shaping them.
我们就是这样塑造他们，这样磨成他们。
The preciousness of humanity.
的美好。
With his likeness.
什么是他神的形象？什么是神的样式？
That we are like him. He made us to be righteous. You know, in Romans 2:14 and 15, it says, when the Gentiles who have no law are a law to themselves, this shows the work of the conscience in their being. It's written in their being, their very nature, their created nature has the law of God in its DNA.
他们
every sinner, every unbeliever knows the law of God because they were created in the image of God.
都有神在他们的 DNA 里面，因为他们是照着神的形象来创造的。
So I think I'm done with my diagram for now. Let's see what happens. Let's keep reading. So now we have the leading of the elders. Oh, the brothers have to take the lead. Say, okay, in September, we're going to have a new beginning.
对啊，所以弟兄们说，比如说在九月份，我们会有一个新的开始。
We need to train the teachers.
啊，我们会培训老师。
Who are serving on this level need to understand what their job is.
啊，在每一个阶段服侍的老师要知道我们的责任，我们的作用。
The ones here are doing one thing. The ones here doing something. The ones here doing.
在十岁到十二岁，七岁到九岁，七岁到六岁，都是不同阶段的角色。
When you're serving here, this is what you do. When you serve here, this is what you do.
对，那你在这个阶段是一个工作。
Don't try to convict them at 6 years old. You will damage them.
对，不要去试图去劝说一个六岁的孩子，那你只会破坏他。
Okay, let's show how the law functions as a child conductor. At first, you're inspiring them, then you're encouraging them.
首先是启发他们，然后是鼓励他们。
They're being convicted.
然后最后就是啊，让他们自己有一个认罪的感
觉。At the end of each lesson that we give them, we can impress them with a short verse from the Bible.
在我们给儿童上的每一课末了，我们可以用一节简短的圣经加深他们的印象。借着授课，我们会为他们奠定美好的根基。
Honor your father and your mother. Okay. And so you have to show them. You know, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12 says, "Honor your father and your mother." Okay.
罗伊二十。
This is the word of God. This is my point here about encouraging them.
关于这就是关于鼓励他们。
So, what does it look like when you honor your parents? You honor your parents.
当你孝敬父母的时候是怎样的呢？
But you know, to honor your parents is much more than to obey them.
你知道孝敬父母不只是听从啊，你可以服从他们，但但是还是有一种你自己的态度，那算是孝敬父母吗？
So
以这些例子。啊，从我们自身的这个经历啊，你可以拿出垃圾啊。当我拿出垃圾的时候，啊，我的心里可能在抱怨说，哎，为什么总是我拿垃圾？我希望我永远都不需要去拿垃圾，为什么总是我？他总是让我做，这不公平。没有人听见我，我妈妈也没听见，这是我心里的想法。但是这样算是孝敬父母吗？假设我到妈妈跟前，我问妈妈：“妈妈，你要不要我来帮你倒垃圾？”妈妈会说：“哦，那会非常好。”然后我去倒了垃圾，她非常开心。你觉得这样是不是孝敬父母？所以你给出例子啊，给他这两个例子。给他一个印象，什么叫做真正是孝敬父母？
We may tell them point A that as children they need to be a proper human beings.
我们跟他说啊，我们可以告诉他，作为儿童，我们需要做正确的人，有良好的行为举止，以孝敬他们的父母。我们甚至可以从大自然举例，使他们非常感兴趣。我有时候不确定从大自然啊，举出什么样的例子来说明这一点。李弟兄的点是，我们可以用神受造的这个大自然来讲解我们的这个课。
We can read them, honor your father and your mother, Exodus 20:12, explaining that this is the word of God in the Bible.
我们说这是圣经的话。我们可以要求他谨记在心背诵，并向我们说明它的意义。
This is a simple verse from the Bible.
这圣经中的一个经节。
Let's read it all together.
啊，这个是出埃及二十章十二节。
We should memorize this verse. Do you think you could memorize?
我们应该都背诵下来这个经节。
Okay. Why don't you try to recite it to us?
我们要试着去背诵。
Very good. Honor your father and your mother. How about you? Can you recite it to us? Very good. Very good. How about you?
你也来试试。
Honor your father and your mother. 小经分类，
非常好，非常好。
So you helped, okay, now what does that mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
We just had a lesson, you know, what does that mean?
啊，这是什么意思？
You say, oh, when I take out the trash, I should
take out
the trash.
当我倒垃圾的时候，只是问妈妈，
my lesson. I go, yeah,
要不要让我倒垃圾？
Very good. What do you think, Sam? What does it mean to honor your father?
你觉得呢， Sam, 什么是孝敬父母？
Obey them, very good.
服从他们。
How about you?
非常好。你觉得呢？
What does it mean to honor your father?Obey them. Very good. That's right. Yeah, you got it.
看，你们明白了。你们明白了。
You're 12 years old, and now
一个十二岁的
go and do likewise. You know.
一个十二岁的孩子经过这样的课，也许就会做这样的事。
The next time they come together,
下一次他们来到一起时
we can have them tell us what they heard.
可以请他们告诉我们前一周听见什么，是否付诸了实行。
We may ask them in what way they honor their parents.
在已过一周里，他们如何孝敬父母
？Okay. Do you remember what we covered last week?
你记得我们上一周听讲了什么吗
？Do you remember what we covered?
我们讲了什么可什么主题
？Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
是的
yes.
对的
did you practice this? Did you honor you that?
你有没有付出行动有没有啊孝敬父母
So what happened? Tell us what did you do?
啊告诉我你都做了什么
He'll say, oh, my mom told me to take out the trash. You know, he's hung up on the trash thing, you know. So I took out the trash. I said, oh, really good, really good.
我主动倒垃圾
So,
okay, 非常好
as a teacher,I understand.
所以作为一个老师，我知道。
He's a really good kid.
明白，你是一个。
He has no consciousness of his problem before God. But Sam here, I know he's a naughty, naughty boy.
我知道 Sam 之前是一个很淘气的孩子。
But now he remembered.
但是现在他记得。
So I said, okay, Sam.
Okay,
Sam. Do you remember what we covered last week? He goes, yeah, we honored him.
你记得我们上周讲什么了？知道。你有没有付出实行？是的，我有。
I praised him.
因为我有
you know,
表扬他。
Very good, very good. So he goes, yeah, yeah, I did.
他说是我有做到。
I honored my mom.
我有孝敬父母。
Okay, how'd you do that?
你怎么做的？
I did what she told me to do.
我只是做了他让我做的事情。
I'm concerned about him.
我还是有点担心他。
So, Sam. Really?
是吗？
你
真的有做你妈妈让你做的吗？他低头。
Right away.
马上。
Because.
因为。
I believe.
因为我相信。
Convicting spirit.
这个灵。
Is working with us.
因为我相信这个认罪的灵是在与我们一同做工作。
Conviction.
那 Sam 现在他是有被灵来认罪
Now I have to decide what am I going to do? What am I going to do with this kid? You know, I just.
所以我现在必须决定我要怎么来来对待这个孩子。
Say, I really want to be good.
他可能会说，哎呀，我真的是想。
I want to obey. I want to.
做得很好，我想服从，我想这样，但是我做不到。
Classes.When you have this kind of relationship,
在一个班级里，当你和这个孩子有这样的关系，
you have just hit gold because now this child is this close to getting saved.
对
，he's about to get saved.
当你能够做到这一点的时候，其实就像是你
得
到金子，因为这个孩子只差一步就要真正的得救。
Because he knows he should.He really wants to, but he cannot.
Because this time, the child, he knows he should. He also wants to, but he cannot.
You see, so our lessons in our classes cannot be a traditional education style class.
So you see, in our
classes,
our class
is
not a traditional
class. Always very practical, very down to earth.
It should be very practical.
Telling stories from your own life as a child.
We tell
people
about
mistakes,
our children's experiences,
our failures,
and our feelings.
And so when you're with them, you're conversing with them. And now you know that through 6 or 7 years, this child has come to this point.
So we just share with them our
childhood
experience.
Let me tell you a little story.
Let me tell you a little story.
It was a couple of years ago.
A few years ago.
Maybe I told you this a last time I was here.
可能我上一次也讲过。
I was flying through Houston.
我到 Houston.
And I had a long layover. My daughter and son-in-law and their three boys live in Huntsville, which is quite close to the Houston.
女儿一家他们住的和
Houston 很近。And so I told them, and so they said, how about we come down and have dinner with you?I had a long layover, 3 hours or something. So I said, okay.
So I
met them, I came out of the airport.
So I
met
them,
they picked me up, and we went to a restaurant.
As
soon as I got into the car, my oldest grandson was in the backseat of the car. He goes, Grandpa, Grandpa, guess what? He said, I received the Lord yesterday.
I received the Lord yesterday.
I said, really, what happened? Well, what happened? He got into a fight at school. Because
today,
he
knows he's
bad. He knows he's a sinner. So his dad realized he's at this point.
So his dad realized he's at this point.
I wish I want.
这个小孩他意识到说，我想要，但是我不能够。
To a little park near their house, and they sat at this park bench.
So he took him to a small park bench, near the house, and sat down.
You see, at that point, now you can tell them about sin.
So in that one,
so in that one
part, he had to tell them
what happened. What happened to us?
I have the same problem.
I have the same sin.
In my
younger
years, I also had
this problem. This is what happened.
这个就是发生什么事。
Now we can talk about
那现在我们可以
how the Lord Jesus
啊，那主耶稣怎么在十字架上为我们而死啊，用他的宝血洁净我们，为我们付了代价。
He died for you. And now
那主耶稣也是为了你，
so、
为了我们，所以这样子就变对他变成一个非常真实的。主耶稣死也是为了我。
It's not just a lesson. Children's meeting curriculum. Jesus dying on a cross. You hear it every year.
Jesus 在十字架上钉死。
Jesus died on a cross.
这不只是一个普通的一堂课。
Tired of hearing about Jesus dying on a cross.
这个孩子说：“哎呀，我听厌了，听烦了。”
They hear it after 4, 5, 6 years of this.
当他们四年、五年、六年，真正听过这堂课以后。现在当他经历了，他真的是抓到了。他说：“哦，主耶稣死了以后，我可以得救。有人为我付了代价，所以这个就变得特别宝贵。”所以这个就是神的律法是怎么工作的。四岁、五岁就开始讲孝敬父母。非常好，非常好。你孝敬父母非常好。他们不知道他们这是什么意思。我们就是说，是的，你做的非常好。圣经讲说你要孝敬父母。继续启发和鼓励。
It's the one thing they can't do. It's the one thing they can do all the others. They can't do that one.
后来他们自己意识到有什么。
So that's the one you just lean on it.Keep pressing on that.
他们有时候意识到说，哎，什么都可以做，我就是这一点做不到。那就是这一点，你抓住了之后，你好好的和他讲透这一点。
And you're covering Genesis chapter 1 in week 1, and you're covering Genesis 2. Genesis 1, you know, God created the heavens and earth 6 days. You do it doctrinally.
对，然后这个时候当你讲这个圣经里的故事。
Week 2, you talk about the tree of life, and you talk about man created three parts.
创世纪。
And then you come to Genesis 3.
And
now you're talking about the fall of man. You're
5 years
old, 6 years old, you're learning about the fall of man.
5岁、6岁讲到人的堕落。
It is meaningless. Absolutely waste. In fact, it's a damage.
甚至有的时候对他们有点破坏。
Now talk about
the fall of man.
Forget your curriculum. Forget your lessons.
不要去想你的这些课程。
Like that, those kind of lessons.They're wrong because they,
有的课程是错的
they fill the kids with certain knowledge that they don't need to know. It's when they're convicted and when they can't. Now you talk about the fall of man.
直到那个点让他们意识到他们不能，他意识到他不能的时候，
follow me, right?
这个时候，这个这个
圣经的话就有用啊。这
个圣经在讲主耶稣，他钉死在十字架上啊。
For your sins,
用他的宝血洁净我们，是为了你的罪。那这个时候，这个故事对他来说就有很大的影响。你不告诉，你不用告诉一个五岁、六岁、七岁啊，直到他们意识到他们是罪人啊，一个无望的他们。这样才会帮助到他们。
How do we produce our second generation to be seeds of the gospel?
我们怎么让第二代能够接受福音？如果我们只是告诉他呼求主名，呼求主名，呼求主名，如果他从来都没有经历过这个危机感和他的这个挣扎，他怎么能够带领别人啊，带领别人来接受主得救？
Well, I remember,
啊，我记得
10 years old,
十岁，十一岁。
At night, I couldn't sleep. I was afraid.
在晚上我自己不能睡觉，我害怕。
Amazing. 10-year-old kid, 11-year-old kid, afraid.
十岁，十一岁啊，他说我很害怕死。
I had no reason to think that. I was healthy. I was.
他说我不知道我为什么会这样想，因为我很健康。我九岁的时候想，如果我死了，我就会去到地狱，我就不能见到主，那就会很糟糕。我不能睡觉，我发抖。到十一岁的时候，我找到我爸爸。他们在睡觉了，但是我去找到他们，我就是大哭。我就说不知道我会发生什么事。
I said, Dad, I'm afraid.
我说爸爸，我很害怕。
I'm afraid I'm gonna. If I die, I won't be with the Lord.
啊，如果我死，我不能见到主。
Right away, my dad.
啊，就马上。
He knew what was happening to me.
我爸爸就说你发生了什么事。
He knew that I was under the Spirit's conviction.
他知道我是在灵的这个灵的这个光照下。他说你过来。
We got his Bible. We sat down on the couch.
然后我们打开圣经，然后我们坐在沙发上，读了一些经节。
And we knelt down. We prayed.
所以然后我们跪下祷告。
I'm not afraid to die.
啊，我不再害怕死。我不再害怕。
At all. I met the Savior.
我遇见了这个救主。他解决了我的问题。
He saved me.
他救了我。啊，他原谅我。
He shed his blood for me.
啊，他用他的宝血洁净我。
This is a gift.
所以神，这是一个礼物。这是一个真正的礼物，我们需要把这个给我们的孩子。我不能，我们不能着急，为了他们生机的救恩，我们不能够着急。这可能给我们的孩子，是根据我们自己的经历。然后我们能讲到生机的救恩。
讲到
恩典。
They need judicial redemption. Every second generation Christian needs a definite experience.
他们需要一个明确的一个。
Gotta happen.
他们需要一个明确的。
Have you noticed that a lot of our second generation grow up without the consciousness of sin?
如果他没有意识到有罪。
Without being able to repent.
如果不知道认罪。悔改，如果不认识到他有这个危机。
You know, every Christian experience, every spiritual experience,
每一个基督徒，每一个基督徒的经历都是跟着一个危机。
Our initial salvation is a crisis.
我们最开始的
那个。And it all comes out of our weakness and our failures and our mistakes.
得救也是跟着危机。
It creates the crisis. Okay, let's keep reading.
OK, 好，下一个。
Point D, we must not give them any.
我们不该给他们任何过早的知识。
Rather,
反之，我们该按照他们的年龄预备课程。
We should give the 5 and 6 year old.
我们应该给五六岁的儿童一种教材，给七八岁的另一种教材。
Premature knowledge.
过早的知识会破坏儿童，我们需要明白这些原则的弟兄姊妹预备课程。
We're putting them on a trajectory where they come to the cross.
我们希望把他们带到这个十字架面前。
To the Savior.
我们带他来见这个救主。
Point two, premature knowledge damages children. We need some brothers and sisters who understand.
过早的知识会破坏孩子。
To prepare the lessons. Okay. So we have to prepare lessons.
所以我们需要准备这个课程。
Do not give the wrong information at the wrong time.
但是不要在错误的时间给了错误的信息。
The examples I gave about the Lord Jesus dying on the cross, it's premature here, but it's not premature here.
主耶稣钉死十字架对于四到六岁来说是太早了但是对于之后十到十二岁是合适的。我们需要他们需要经历，所以我们需要培训老师。
Point three, Roman three, gradually.
接下来，我们可以逐渐地帮助他们认识谁，神是谁，不是用宗教的方式，而是用实际的方式。我们可以引导他们到一个地步，使他们领悟有一位使他们领悟有一位全能者就是神。
神的课
不只是教育，都是让他们领悟，让他们明白，悟到。他们一下得到了
这点。接着，
我们可以帮助他们认识神的创造，认识人的堕落。所以第一件事是，先知道神是谁。
Following this point A, we can help them to know God's creation and even the fall of man.
认识人的堕落。
For this purpose, we should not merely tell stories.
我们不该只说故事。
Instead, we should
present
these matters in a very practical way, using many illustrations.
来说明这件事。
Now, this point one is important. The best time to present the fall of man.
最好成年人堕落的时间就是。
We help them to know what a proper humanity.
就是在我们帮助他认识什么是正确的人性之后。
When you do this, when you come to this aspect of the work, which is mainly in this area, we're talking about human virtues that express God. We're talking about the preciousness of humanity. That's what will lead them to realize they can't do it. And that's when we talk about the fall of man.
那个时候是我们讲到说人的堕落。
We've helped them to know what a proper humanity is.
这是在我们帮助他们认识到我们是正确的人性之后。
And that there is sin within us that weakens us.
我们可以告诉他们我们都是堕落的。
The fall in this way is very realistic. Do you know why, Sam, you cannot honor your parents?
你知道为什么 Sam 你不能孝敬你父母吗？因为你的堕落。
Sin came into our.
我们人的堕落，罪进到我们里面，进到我们的这个。
This weakens us.
天然的人里面，就让我们软弱。
Now, when you have this conversation,
所以当你和他有这个对话以后，
Christ,
就是把
下面带到
神面前。
Teacher will decide, has to decide something. Is today the day, or should I wait another week?
这时候老师就要决定，就说是不是今天就是他可以得救的这一天，还是说是再等一下。
Should I be the one to pray with him to tell him this?
第二点就是老师。对，第二点就是说，老师是我来做和他一起祷告的事工作，还是他的父母是这样合适的人选？跟他父母沟通。跟他父母沟通。哎，今天他Sam意识到这个问题。他父母可能会问说：“哎，那你们今天在课上讲什么了？”然后讲是孝敬父母。
The Savior, he doesn't need a spanking.
并没有说好像打他。
Are not the wisest ones.
有一些父母。
Sometimes they are actually. Let me tell you, it's best if the parents lead the children to the Lord.
其实有的时候最好的方式就是父母带的孩子引导着孩子信主。
They have to know the spirit, the convicting spirit. There's mistakes that we made.
那这个时候你必须意识到灵的这个认罪的功用。
Okay. Point three. In the same principle, we can tell them how the Lord Jesus came to accomplish redemption. Not as a mere story. We can use the lessons concerning proper humanity and the proper way to behave.
我们可以用正确的人性和正确的行为作为课题。
Then,
然后我们可以向他们指出神的儿子为我们死了，告诉他们关于十字架、基督的死和救赎，而不单给他们宗教的知识。
So it's very easy for us saints that we could just be passing on mere religious knowledge.
其实对我们来说，只是讲宗教的知识非常简单。
Forgive me for speaking.
请原谅我。
Maybe in a light way about the Lord dying on the cross.
关于这个。
It should be something very precious.
关于主啊，在十字架上的死，对我们每一个人来说，应该是非常宝贵的啊，应该对我们的孩子来说也是非常宝贵的。
Not just religious knowledge.
不只是宗教的知识啊。
Traditional Christianity.
你知道我是在传统的基督徒家庭长大。
And I heard the Easter story every year.
啊，我听到复活节的故事，每一年都听到。
Easter bunnies, Easter baskets.
复活节的那些蛋呐、钱呐。
And I heard the story of the birth of Christ every year.
然后我也听到关于基督出生的故事，每年。
So you hear these stories over and over.
啊，我反复的听，反复的听。
Means nothing to you. Means nothing to you.
但是对我来说是毫无意义的。
We don't want to damage our kids.
我们不想破坏我们的孩子。
Stories.
只是用故事，宗教的知识。
But please do not misunderstand.
啊，不要误解。
We're not talking about never using the Bible.
我们不是说从来都不要用圣经的。
We use stories from the Bible. We use lessons from the Bible.
我们还是会用到圣经的。
But we're using them to present to them what a proper human being is.
我们是用这些圣经的故事告诉他们一个正确的人性是怎样的。
Person.
啊，一个正确的人应该是怎样的
？Don't say, Brother Tom said, we don't use the Bible.
不要说。
Places I came back, they said, oh man.
不要说这个。
We got a fight going on.
我们从来不用圣经。
Some saints think we should use the Bible, and other saints.
有的人说我们应该用 Bible， 有的人说我们不应该用 Bible。
你在讲什么 ？Use the Bible. You have to use the Bible.
我们必须用圣经。
But not just story after story. You get what I mean.
对，而。我们必须用圣经，只是不是故事，接着故事，接着故事啊。所以不要这样想。
Okay, now we come to singing.
嗯哼，那现在接下来讲到的是诗歌。诗歌对于儿童工作来说非常重要。嗯，很多是可以通过歌曲啊进入到孩子里面。所以让我们把这个唱歌唱诗歌的时间利用好他们很喜欢唱歌，那么这个song能够进入到他们的里面这个歌诗歌进入到他们里面，他说有一些诗歌60年前我还记得在我
高
中班的时候，我是在我小的时候收到，这个就是这个诗歌有多多
and they're still in your head. They come out when you're driving by yourself, or you're in the shower, and the songs come up.
然后你可能在开车，你可能在洗澡，但是这个诗歌有的时候就无缘无故就出来。
At the right moment,
在一个对的瞬间
，the song will come.
有的时候，这是诗歌就会出来。
Rescue them.
拯救他们。
Perhaps there are brothers and sisters among us who are
especially experienced in burdening
children, and you are preparing songs for children.
So
let me give a few points. The poetry must be composed for young ones in a very skillful way. It is better not to have songs if the songs that we have are of such low standards.
最好就不要有这些诗歌，不要认为他们就只是孩子，他们不知道的区别。
Terrible, but they're just the kids.
No,
they have to be the best songs.
错，必须是
最好的。They have to be the songs that will last for decades.
这些歌
20, 30, 40 years from now, they'll still be singing those songs.
10年、20年、30年。
Because the tune is sweet.
因为这个
The tune is nice.
歌曲是好听的，歌词是非常好的。
And they operate.
那么他能进入到这个
The brothers and sisters should also prepare songs.
弟兄姊妹也应该为儿童聚会预备诗歌。我们不应该对待年长圣徒那样对待儿童，让儿童唱与我们一样的诗歌。儿童聚会要有儿童诗歌。
Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Brotherly said he came down into the children's meeting one morning and they were singing that song.
不应该唱这样的这个诗歌。
He said, don't sing that song to them.
另外一首歌是虚空的虚空。
Just chasing the wind, it's all vanity.
啊，又去追着那些风啊，这个也都是年长。
For Christ has put on human nature. He said, "Become a man like me." They might like the tune, but the words.
啊，好多孩子会说，我喜欢这个调歌调，但是这个。歌词我不懂。
Sorry, we don't have much more to say about this. You know, we only put on these outlines what we found in the ministry. So.
我们把这些纲要拿出来是从这个知识当中抽出来的。
But it's in the 1980s, and
在80年代
gone that deep into the 80s.
这个李弟兄。
We'll get those in a few years.
Number
five, parents like to hear their children.
做父母的人很喜欢听儿女唱歌。
Parents may be unhappy if you persuade them to believe in Jesus. 爸爸妈妈可能
啊不高兴你劝他们信耶稣，但是听到他的孩子唱歌，他们会很专心的听，听了就容易受感动。孩子们在这个儿童聚会当中，他们会唱诗歌，然后他们回到家，然后他们会可能玩卡片啊，然后他也会不知不觉唱这些诗歌。哇，这些父母听了，他说哇，你在哪里学的这些诗歌？哦，那是非常好听的歌。哦，你知道我们是在我们儿童聚会，啊，邻居家儿童聚会学的。父母可能会觉得说啊。那这个福音在父母当中就会工作，在家聚会中，我们甚至需要帮助小孩提诗、说诗、唱诗，或者引用或者说圣经的话。你可以从儿童的诗歌开始。每一个人，老的少的，都喜欢唱歌。唱诗是非常甜美的。你们必须像乳养的母亲，给你们的小孩甜的东西，使他们感到畅快。当你和小孩一起唱的时候，啊，不要说太多。啊，有的时候服侍，有的时候服侍的童工愿意啊解释很多这首歌是什么意思啊，解释的说了很多。不要说太多，就是一起唱。Amen.
Okay, I'm going to stop here. I think we all got saved this morning.
我想我们今天早上都有再得救一点。
Maybe you should come up and testify.
可以站到前面来分享。